We have racing at Cowra this afternoon. It's Cowra Cup Day, and Mick Wallace joins me now for the preview. Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone.
So were you up there for the cow cuddle last night?
No, actually. I'm heading up this morning. Normally, I get into town the night before for the Calcutta, but I couldn't make it, unfortunately.
I think they had Cole Hodges doing the phantom call last night for the Calcutta. He'll call a meeting this afternoon. The track rating for Cowra has come up a good four, and the rail is in the true. And I think there's been a bit of respite with the hot weather in that region too, Mick. With any luck, it's not quite as warm as it has been.
Yeah, it's pretty muggy at the moment. I'm sure it'll be another warm day. I guess it's that time of the year, isn't it?
Righto, so the first of eight to get underway at 25 past one. Mick Wallace will be trackside with Jason Witham from Sky Racing, and they'll be on Sky Thoroughbred Central throughout the afternoon. We'll grab Mick's late mail here on Sky Sports Radio as well. Let's get your thoughts for this card. Now, race number one, Mick, is for three-year-olds. It's the three-year-old country plate, the Dr. Geoffrey Sprigg Memorial. 1,100 metres the distance here, and we're down to a field of six with the scratching of Wayne Carroll's runner. Number four, Boots and All, has come out. Now, just take a look at the tab fixed odds here. Two Solos Gypsy for Scott Singleton is the $1.90 favourite from 1 Atom at $2.80. 3 Turcotte is at $6.50. And the best of those in double figures is number seven, Eudaris, at $14. What did you make of race one?
Yeah, very interesting little race, the first event. Only a small field, as you say. My numbers are 1, 2, 3 and 6. I'm going with Atom, who I thought might be able to lead here. Has only had the four starts for a win and a placing. Two starts back at Canberra. Finished towards the rear in a small field there behind Coringle Star. Was squeezed up late there, and it wasn't beaten all that far, just a little over 3.5 lengths. It was freshened up, ventured to Cessnock last time, and forget it went around there. It was a very good effort to finish fourth on that day, beaten a little over three lengths, was four wide, no cover on speed, and it really toughed it out well. I thought if it can get across and find the front here ahead of its main danger, Solo Gypsy, I thought Ada might be very hard to beat. We mentioned Solo Gypsy. Solo Gypsy was a very good winner to Mudgee. Two starts back, was able to lead them up there, and it was soft in the end. Went on to win comfortably. His next start, he went to Scone and was fifth, beaten 2.5 lengths there behind Lemming, and it just kept punching up along the rails to race on speed, and only got tired over the last 50 metres or so. So I think Solo Gypsy will probably sit up outside Adam if it doesn't find the front himself, and will certainly take some stopping. Turcotte's an interesting runner. Won on Raw Ability at Wellington last time. I think he'll be suited up in trip today. Failed at its first start on a very heavy track, seemingly appreciated firmer footing at Wellington last time. It's the one that's likely to get the nice run in behind the speed here. And I thought 6 Kiawanda could be a possible improver. Has only had the two race starts. Both of them were on heavy going and may have furnished and matured following a long break. So in race number one, the numbers here are 1, 2, 3 and 6.
So 1, 2, 3, 6 sound the blinkers on first time for Solo Gypsy. Race number two, Mick, is the Ronald McDonald House in Orange Maiden. It's over 1,200 metres. And the scratchings are 3 Kalzagi Prince, 5 Prying, 6 Media Vita, and 18 Paris Carver. They're the scratchings. With the fixed odds, one is Canny As has come up $2.40. Over to the Renovation Man, 7. 8 Astronomy in between that pair at $5.50. And the other runner in single figures is number 10 Anytime at $7.50.
I thought it might be the day for As Canny As. Our numbers here are 1, 2, 8 and 17. Well overdue for a win As Canny As. Had to be used up at his last couple of starts at Taree from awkward draws. He is an on-pace sort of galloper, although has been effective in the past when settling in the second half of the field. I think from a soft draw today, he might be able to kick up and hold the front and prove very hard to run down. I thought the main danger might be to the Renovation Man, and had it come up with a better gate, I might have even gone that way. The first up run was very good at Narromine, loomed to win on that occasion, and perhaps the condition just gave out over the final 100 metres or so. If it can get in somewhere and get a little bit of cover, I think the renovation man may well take some stopping. 8 Astronomy. I really like the way this filly trialled up at Maruya the other day. Took a sit in behind the on-speed runners, got to the outside, and was able to win the trial under minimum pressure. And a 17 Enduring, I thought, was an interesting runner as well. Has had run some cracking races throughout her career and has performed very well first up, fresh in the past, and it might well be the value in the race. I thought today well might be the day for As Canny As, numbers 1, 2, 8 and 17.
So 1, 2, 8, 17, numbers race 2. The third race is the Pepper Tree Farm Equine Clinic Maiden over 1,375 metres. Scratchings here are 6 Chatter Is, 11 Sister in Awe and 15 Great Body. Now, the TAB fixed odds market on race 3 has got 4 Wacky Do, $2.50, $5 for 2 Glanum, 8 Pikelets, Blinker's first time today at $4, 5 Czar Dabbers at $6, and then the best of those in double figures, Mick, would be number 1 Damber at $12.
Now, I'm pretty close to the market here. Numbers are 4, 8, 2 and 5 going with Wacky Do. A former Victorian, had no luck, I thought, at Narromine first up in the area. Ran into some dead ends and appeared to get on heels at one stage. Still hit the line okay. And if Wacky Do can overcome an awkward draw today, I think he's certainly the one to beat. I really like the run of Pikelets, a last start at Canberra. She wasn't beaten that far, only a length and a half from the winner. And she did cover plenty of ground that day, was 3 and 4 wide throughout. So her effort to only being beaten a length and a half, I thought, was very, very good. Two Glanum, really charged up late at Orange, went fourth behind Dungannon last time. And he should be at his top now, having had those that couple of runs back from a spell. And 5 Czar Dabber is a very consistent, has had the 2 runs back from a spell. This preparation has been placed at each outing at Canberra and Nowra, and it's sure to be in it for a long way. 4, 8, 2, and 5, the numbers, race 3.
4, 8, 2, 5 in the third over to race 4. The Beecher Wall Services, class 2, 1,375 the trip. And the one scratching here is number 5, Handful of Aces. Tongue tie back on Emerald Ice. With the market here, Mick, 2 Eagles Dares, 360, 420 for 1 Mucker, 460 for 3 Kind of Tangy, 480 for 4 Under the Eaves, and $8.50 for 6 Dungannon.
We've gone a little wide here in race number 4. The numbers are 7, 2, 4 and 1. Are putting No Concerns on top. A former Alan Denham trained mare. Ended up 3 wide, no cover from barrier 3 last time at Orange, and then didn't have a great deal of luck in the straight. The Blinkers go back on today, and going back through her form, she has run some decent races throughout her career, and I just thought she might be the value if she can get some cover. She might be having the last shot at them. 2 Eagles Dare, I think, is probably a deserved favourite. He's having his fourth run back from a spell. Placed at Narromine last time in a race that was badly affected by a fall. That was behind Handful of Aces. Looks the one they all have to beat. 4 Under the Eaves led them up at Canberra last time and battled on OK when fourth behind Orange Time. And 1 Mucker was a good maiden winner at Canberra last start. I thought it was a pretty even race. Numbers 7, 2, 4 and 1.
7, 2, 4, 1. That's the first half of the card at Cowra. Mick, I'll come back to you in just a moment. We'll take a break at 11 after 10.
It's a kind of magic.
Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, is raring to go when the Gold Coast comes alive Saturday, January 14 for Magic Millions Race Day.
But it's all Capitalist, well clear, and Capitalist will brain them, the favourite bolts in the Magic Millions.
From Tuesday, BSB Extra, Racing HQ and the National Racing Service brings you daily updates on the Magic Millions 2-year-old Classic and 3-year-old Guineas. Then from Wednesday, some of the best pedigree yearlings from around Australasia go under the hammer. Your Magic Millions headquarters, Sky Sports Radio.
Now, this next caller found love in a very unusual place. Tell us about it, Damo.
Yeah, I was actually out on a boat with the boys.
I'm intrigued.
It was the TJ Smith Stakes. I was miles from a TV, so I watched it live on my TAB app. And Chautauqua, wow!
You've got to love that. It's easy to love a bet when you can prepare for the punt, watch racing live, and relive the action with the TAB app.
TAB, we love a bet. Replays not available on Victorian thoroughbred races. Gamble responsibly.
Bing Lee's Everything Must Go sale is in its last days. So hurry in and grab a bargain while stocks last. Or jump online at bingley.com.au. But only until Sunday.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
And we are halfway through the preview for Cowra. Mick Wallace providing us with the tips this afternoon. Mick, we'll take a look at the first leg of the quaddie now. Let's have a look at race number five. This one's the New Haven Park Class 1. It's over the 950 metres and the one scratching is seven So Joyous. So we're down to a field of 11. With the market here, one Bonnie's Marley is at $2.90, $7 for eight French Halo, $7.50 for three All Written and for the Run, and number six London Cab is your next best at $8.
I've gone for four real dragsters here, four very speedy individuals, numbers are 1, 6, 10 and 11. Going with Bonnie's Marley, the favourite in the race, does have some very good form down there in Victoria. Was third at Bendigo, two starts back in late November, behind Flying Spark after racing on speed. And then last time was just behind the place getters at Werribee on the 11th of December behind Sister Kitty Mac. I thought the Victorian form looked superior to that of its rivals here. And we'll put it on top. Over six, London Cab. I think he'll be suited from the 1,000 back to the 950 metres. That's his go. He'll be rolling forward and be in it for a long way. Another horse that is blessed with plenty of speed is the 10 Gilly Mooch. This five-year-old mare has had the benefit of a first-up run there at Wellington, was only beaten two lengths by In Earnest, should strip fitter for that. And 11 Sword was placed at Gundagai last time, beaten a half length by Under the Eaves. Four very fast horses, 1, 6, 10 and 11.
So 1, 6, 10, 11 there in race 5. Let's head to race 6. The Breakout River meets Japan Cowra Cup. This one's over 1,200 metres and there's four scratchings, three Quietly Brilliance out, along with seven Chasing Charlie, 12 on at the moment and 13 Yellowtail has come out as well. With the market, two Zarons at $2.30. Pretty solid favourite too, Mick. Nine Sammy Janes at $5. $8 for 11 Hair of the Dog, $8.50 for one Slate on Edge and four Cool Ice, and $9 for five Supervision.
I think Zara might be very hard to beat here. If memory serves me correctly, I think he's won this race the last couple of years, and he's a very, very talented racehorse. He's 7 years old now. He's won nine from 23, so lightly raced for a seven-year-old. Has had the two runs back from a spell, was very good at Canterbury. First up, went fourth behind Sugar Bay Leonard, and that's certainly good form for a race like this. Last time at Randwick was ridden off the speed, didn't have a great deal of luck and kept finding the line there, beaten three lengths. I think looks ideally placed here and doesn't look that badly treated, really, under the weight scale. Gets a 3 kilo claim here for Chris Williams. That'll see Zaron carrying 60 and a half, which is really only 6.5 above the minimum. We'll put Zaron on top to beat. Six Dream Empress. I think this might be worth having a little something on each way. Forget It went round first up at Wellington. That was back on the 26th of November. Was caught very deep on the track and was entitled to drop out. Has been freshened up into this and the Alison Smith stable firing at the moment. I thought it might be the value. A nine, Sammy Jane, was second at Canberra last start. Does have a soft draw here, and it does look one of the major players. A five, Supervision, I thought was worth including as well. Finished towards the rear first up at Warwick Farm behind Magic As. Was beaten around six lengths there. Second up, does have very good second up stats. Has had three goes second up for a win and a placing. Will put Supervision in as well. But I thought two was a special Zaron to beat six Dream Empress, nine Sammy Jane and five Supervision.
So pretty keen on two there from 6, 9 and 5. Now that's in the Japan Cowra Cup. Race 7 is the Australian Hotel Cowra Cup over 1,700 metres. It's due at 5 p.m. The scratchings, in fact, there's only one scratching. Number 9, Force of Magic, comes out for Keith Dryden and Scott Collings. And in this race, four Uncle Sugars at $4.20, five Yes Sir Is $4.80, 10 Go Get 'Em also at $4.80, six Sand Dunes $6, Two Something Borrowed, 650. Three Ouser Astro, 7. And the other one in single figures there, Mick, number one Over Dane at 950.
It should be a good betting race. You quite often see in the form guide that that term, Take on Trust. Well, that's certainly what I'll be doing here with Two Something Borrowed. My numbers are 2, 3, 1 and 4. Something Borrowed on best form, I think, would win this race on a dry or wet track. Something Borrowed, obviously, better on rain-affected going. He has finished last at his last two starts in the Mudgee Cup and at Scone over 1,400 metres. I don't think Justin Stanley would be pushing on if he didn't think that Something Borrowed could give a good account of himself here today. He'll probably be settling down in the second half of the field, and I think he can get over the top of them if he's anywhere near right. A three-hour Sarastro has been up for some time but continues to race really well, was fourth in the Gilgandra Cup on January number one. It does have a claim here for Chris Williams, which will see this horse only carrying 53 kilos, so looks very well placed. One Over Dane is slowly getting there, ticking over okay. Was eighth in the Cootamundra Cup two starts back, and then last time at Wagga behind O'Reilly's Revenge was beaten around 4.5 lengths. Loom to win, and I think it'll continue to improve as the distances increase. Uncle Sugar has undeniable claims in this race too. It's the ride for Greg Ryan, was fourth at Wagga last time behind Oh So Unfair. And it's a nice weight drop here as well. 2, 3, 1 and 4 in the Australia Hotel Cowra Cup.
Okay, so 2, 3, 1, 4 in the feature. And the blinkers are back on today. Something Borrowed. Something Borrowed. Yep, blinkers again. And race 8, the last is the Jamieson's Joinery Benchmark 55. 1,200 metres the trip here. The scratchings are 4, Atterlee. 8 Alone With You, 12 Sun, 16 El Riz, and 18 Rainbow Bay. And the TAB Fixed Odds Market has 11 Oakwood Lady, $2.90. 2 La La Loopsie, $4.40. 6 Miss Rhythmos, $5. And $9 then for number 5 Bondo.
Numbers here in the last event are 3, 6, 11, and 2. Going with Cheeky. Cheeky certainly has plenty of ability. And at last start, finished fifth at Narromine. That was back on the 12th of November. I'm just wondering whether Cecil Maxwell might have just backed off Cheeky. Wasn't really firing at three runs back from a bit of a spell. Failed at Randwick, Dubbo, and then at Narromine was only beaten four lengths behind the smart Lake Lugano. But I like the fact that Cheeky is resuming off a break here at the 1,200 metres. I think it'll be able to get across from a wide draw and settle on speed. And I think he might be able to get back to his best form. A 6 Missy Rhythmos has been saved for this race in preference from the highway handicap yesterday. Missy Rhythmos was very impressive, winning first up at Orange last time. Can certainly go on with the job here. 11 Oakwood Lady, certainly busting to win a race to two, has finished that runner-up at her last three outings. Does have barrier number one. She's going to be getting every conceivable chance. And 2 La La Loopsie resumes from a spell here, has had the benefit of two trials. Did look very good winning at Maruya before being tipped out for a spell. So in the last event, we'll go 3, 6, 11 and 2.
So 3, 6, 11 and 2. Mick, and we might, while we've got you there, we'll get your best for the card and also get your thoughts on how you might play this quaddie today.
Yes, we've got two best bets, the first of which comes up in race number 2. I thought today might be the day for one as Canny As. I just think the fact that he's got a better barrier today. He might be able to get on speed a little easier and have a kick there at the end and can break through for career victory number one. We then go over to one of the feature races, race number 6, to Zaron. It's never an easy feat to try and win a feature race 3 years running, but I think he has the class edge and will be awfully hard to beat. So that was race 2, number 1, and race 6, number 2.
And race 6, number 2. And just looking at that first leg of the quaddie, race 5, how do you think you'll attack leg 1?
Look, I think I'll go wide in the first leg and take numbers 1, 6, 10 and 11. We'll try and trim it up a touch in the second leg. Race number 6, we'll go at 2, 6 and 9. In race number 7, we'll go 2, 3, 4 and 1. And then in the last event, race 8, will try and come home with 3, 6 and 11.
Okay, so 4 by 3, 12 by 4 is 48 by 3 is, well, it's $48 for 33%.
Yeah, maths on the run, very good.
Yeah, sounds good. Oh, it's terrible at maths. Anyway, okay, sounds good, Mick. We'll grab your thoughts from the mounting guard from Sky Thoroughbred Central throughout the afternoon and catch a trackside with Jason with him just before the first at 25 after one.
Very good. Thank you very much, Simon.
So Mick Wallace there. Now, the TAB Jockey Challenge is open for Cowra. Matty Carles at 265, Greg Ryan 370. Any other jockey at $6.50, Jess Taylor, Chris Williams and Simon Miller, all at $10. But Matty Carles heads that market. The Jockey Challenge market is up for the other meeting in New South Wales today where we're racing at Coffs Harbour. We'll have that preview with Gary Cleese at 11:15. And it's Matty Bennett, the $3.90 favourite, over Ray Spokes at $4.20. Matt McGurran is at $5.50, $7 any other jockey. And then there's three at the $7.50 quote, Pete Graham, Matt Padgett and Ben Looker.